listening to Female VC Lab, a podcast that showcases the journeys of female investors. My name is Barbara Bickham, and I am an award-winning CTO and VC that teaches companies and investors about emerging technology. I am sitting down with female VCs and investors to talk about their funds, how they invest, and how they make an impact. Welcome to the Female VC Lab podcast. I have Erica here. Erica, in one line, give me your name, your title, and the name of your group.
Hi, my name is Erica Aquino. I am an angel investor and a strategic advisor. I head up M Squad, based out of Singapore, but we do global investments.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So tell me how you became an investor.
How I became an investor. All right. So the journey started with my father, right? He founded a company. He founded a tech company in the Philippines called Infinite O. I took over his seat at the board. I'll give you the short story. I took over his seat at the board when he got sick a few years ago. Even before he got sick, he was into angel investing and he would always consult me with regard to deal flow. And after he got sick, I thought, you know what? Let's continue this. Let's start angel investing and expand our reach and expand our fund. So yeah. Here we are now.
Tell me a little bit about your investment thesis and the theory or kind of impetus behind that thesis.
Absolutely. So I grew up in the Philippines. I still live there. I'm a Filipino citizen. And because of that, my eyes opened to the needs of the community and how people with resources can actually make an impact. And therefore, that influenced my investment thesis. I invest in women or minority-owned companies in sustainability, wellness, future of work, and education. Anything adjacent to that as well. So that could mean biotech, that could mean agriculture, as long as it goes around those four pillars.
Wow, that's
so
wonderful.
That's essentially what I do and what I look for. Yeah. And usually I usually do pre-seed the Series A.
Oh, okay. You're in a sweet spot.
I am in a sweet spot. I like it. Yes.
Tell me what you're currently learning or listening to or reading these days.
What I'm currently learning. Okay. All right. What I'm currently learning is that AI just evolves every 2 weeks.
Every 5 minutes now?
Yeah, 5 minutes. Last month it was 2 weeks. Now it's every 5 minutes.
And I vote every 5 minutes.
I would tend to agree with you there. And therefore, I just catch up every day on the developments in that realm. What I'm also learning is that an EQ of a founder is extremely important. And
super important.
Super. Intelligence is fantastic. And I think founders are intelligent, VCs are intelligent, angels are intelligent. But really what sets you apart is your attitude, your lifestyle, your mindset, and the chemistry between the founder and the funder. That really is so important to investing. What I'm currently reading, aside from pitch decks and
pitch decks and white papers and research papers can be very interesting, depending on what they are.
Yes, depending on what they are. But really, that's in my reading pile right now. And what I read in between when I take long flights or when I have a break, that's what I tend to read. For pleasure, what am I reading? Gosh, honestly, I don't have any book. I have a stack of books lined up. Yes. I'm just not getting to it.
So if you had an opportunity to read a book right now, what would the number one book be? That's in the stack. That's in the stack pile.
That's in the stack. Yeah. Wait a minute. Let me check on that. Right now,
I'm curious to know.
Yeah, one second. Let me check on that because, again, it's a lot. Oh, okay. I have here Food Free Will and How the Food Giants Exploit Our Addictions. Huh. So
that yes. could be interesting. Wow.
Yes, I'm really quite interested in food supply and agriculture nowadays.
Very
food sovereignty.
Critical.
Yeah, one, it's critical in the United States, even where I'm from. So where yes. I'm from, that's the number. The Philippines is the number one disaster-ridden country in the world.
And really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
So we're hit by so many, our version of hurricanes, typhoons. We're hit by so many
yes.
storms, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions.
Oh,
and
wow.
I've seen so many of that during my lifetime. So food sovereignty is, it's an issue. How this affects everybody, even in the United States, I think
absolutely.
That is really quite interesting for me. Yeah. And how, and also basically how the food giants can affect what we consume.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's really something I'm really looking into, that I want to look into and get into. Yeah.
Super interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bonus question for you, Erica. Everyone?
Yes.
In 2 years, how mm-hmm. do you see angel investing having changed or evolved?
You know, it's funny. So angel investing by itself really hasn't changed in itself, right? Hasn't changed in the last, decade or so, fundamentally as is. But it's the outlook of the investors that has totally changed, I think.
Yeah.
So given that, oh God, with AI developing, with tariffs developing, with all this coming up, I think it's the evolution will be quite interesting. For me, at least, I'm really looking at the fundamentals here. One is founder chemistry, path to profitability. And for me, and I think this might affect a lot of people and a lot of angel investors, it's the impact on the community. That yes. for me is really, truly important. Why? It's a global outlook right now, I think. And
yes.
with the tariffs coming in, with supply chains, with when the U.S. catches, they say that when the U.S. catches a cold, the rest of the world catches a fever. And whether we like it or not, we do affect each other. The markets do
Absolutely.
Affect each other. So I think I would encourage other VCs, other angels to really look how startups and how their own resources can impact their communities and their own environment. So yeah, that's how I wish angel investing and VCs would evolve in the next 2 years.
Now, it's interesting you brought up AI. Do you see AI changing anything about angel investing, either augmenting it or, because you can't, your point about the founder is very valid.
Absolutely.
You can't get around the human factor of it, but
no.
Do you see AI aiding angel investing in any,
Absolutely.
Any way?
It's aiding me right now.
Oh,
while
wonderful.
Yeah, while I do have human eyes on data rooms and I do have my chief of staff and my personal assistant and my CFO, AI has also cut down my own research mm-hmm. with regard to funders, with regard to industries, deep research. It's cut down my time in by maybe 75%. Yeah, even scheduling things, even researching about you, for instance. Just one quick type into ChatGPT and boom, everything was great. And I recently sat in a few pitches with AI as central to it. And I think it will affect everything from caregiving to stroke detection to mental health. And yeah, it's actually quite exciting, honestly. And as VCs, as angels, we have to look at the AI industry, I will call it industry for now.
Yes.
We have to look at it as something for good while balancing
yes.
the other, I guess, the other
the
aspects
alpha,
of it. Yes.
The alpha in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There is a balance there between alpha, the good for the community, the impact.
Absolutely.
And the utility of it.
Absolutely. So we do have a tech company in the Philippines, a business process optimization company, and we're really absolutely looking at how we can use AI to help our industry. And because we know how it can hurt the industry, right? Customer service.
Yes.
AI can take over that. But how can we evolve with the AI technology that's coming? So yeah,
I think even customer service Like, there's still enough people around where I, at some point, want to talk to a human. Even the AI can only answer so much.
Even
the regular person can only answer so much. And I want to talk to someone that can make a decision.
Exactly.
So it's how do you empower the AI? It's going to be interesting to see the combinations of AI and human intervention there.
Absolutely. I had the same problem myself with an AI-related customer service. I really wanted to throw my computer to the wall out of frustration. But yeah, absolutely. There should be that marriage between AI and actual authoritative decision-making by a human. I get it. Absolutely.
100%. All right, Erica, how do people contact you?
So they can go on my website, erica-aquino.com. That's erika-aquino.com. I'm also on LinkedIn and Instagram with that same spelling.
Awesome. Yes. We'll make sure that's in the show notes.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Erica Aquino, an angel investor, and from M Squad for being my guest on the Female VC Lab podcast.
Thank you very much, Barbara.
Thank you. This episode is brought to you by Trail and Ventures. Find and invest in the next billion-dollar emerging tech company. Sign up for our exclusive content at https://trailyn.com to find out more. Find us on Apple, on Spotify, and on Google Podcasts. Thank you for listening.